And joining us now on the phone, Oliver Baines is with us on Valley Edition to talk a little more about this issue and how the city hopes to transform West Fresno. Councilmember Baines, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We just heard you talking with Jeffrey Hess about your hopes to drive around your neighborhood after you're out of office and see a transformed community. This is a big process. It's also a long-term process. Assuming that it's put into place, when do these changes start to actually happen in real life?
Well, I would assume when we're hoping immediately. So we believe that we should get this adopted in about a year and a half from now. And what we're looking for is for projects to already be tracking this process along and for them to be ready to go when we adopt the specific plan. The findings from the specific plan with the environmental impact report and the level of analysis that will be done and implementation chapter will really allow businesses to have confidence about coming in, moving in, and investing in Southwest Fresno. Along with the zoning changes, there will be certainty along their process for investors.
Now, this builds off of the new general plan, which you and the other members of the council adopted last year. But as we're talking with Oliver Baines today on Valley Public Radio, Fresno City Council member with us today, this also is an issue looking forward in terms of what the city is going to do. You're talking about zoning changes, but you have residents asking for things like sidewalks and streetlights, really basic infrastructure. How do you pay for something like that in an area that hasn't had that type of investment in a long time?
Well, the best way to, so here's realistically how it works. Funny enough, when you have specific plans, because the specific plans call for a level of investment, it underscores the type of investment and underscores the type of development that will come to a community. Then it's easier for the city to plan how to invest in infrastructure. So there's a kind of relationship between investment, the private sector with building, and then also with infrastructure investment by the city. But for a very long time in Southwest Fresno, what we haven't known is because the zoning really hasn't been what the community has desired, because there's been uncertainty from both the city side and the investor side about where certain types of investments are going to go, where you're going to build single-family housing, where you're going to have commercial and retail corridors. All of that having uncertainty, it was very difficult for the city, one, to plan infrastructure because they weren't sure what type of investment was going to come in, and two, it was difficult for investors to come in because the city was pausing. So you had this, you literally have a situation of who's going to go first, the chicken or the egg, and it was really difficult. So with a specific plan, we have the opportunity to have a plan, to have direction, and to have certainty about where the type of investment development is going to go.
One of the things that is an issue in this community is a lot of heavy industrial development. You have some things like the Darling Meat Rendering Plant that are decades old and in the process of legal issues and things like that. But there's continues to be interest by big companies to build industrial projects in West Fresno. But there's many residents who say, hold on a second, why do all these projects get put in our part of town? Why aren't they spread throughout the city? How does this plan, or how would this plan, address something like that? And do you think it's time to spread out the heavy industry throughout Fresno instead of putting it largely in your district?
Yes, sir, most definitely. I absolutely stand with the community in that sentiment. But here's the foundation for that feeling that we have in West Fresno. It isn't so much that we're saying, well, we don't ever want any industrial again. What we're saying is we want a balance of investment. So what happens is because there's only been the industrial type of investment with little to no retail, little to no quality housing, what happens is when you drive around Southwest Fresno, all you see is heavy industrial without the type of other investment that the residents desire. So what the residents are really saying is, no, we don't. Not that we don't ever want industrial investment again. It's just that let us have a balance of investment. We like to have single-family housing, quality single-family housing. We like to have quality retail and commercial. We like our community to, quite frankly, look like any other community in Fresno. And until that happens, we need to slow down on just approving all the industrial projects.
Is there a risk in terms of a plan like this that has really big goals? You want all this new development in terms of quality, single-family housing, these sorts of things, bringing in a mix of incomes into a neighborhood. Is there a risk that you push out people who are there right now? And how does a plan like this address something like gentrification? Because you have big developers. We heard from Jeff Roberts from Granville in that piece that just aired. We had a quote from Terrence Frazier saying he's interested in building things in this neighborhood if this plan goes forward. How do you protect the people who are there right now and have been there a long time at the same time as encouraging new dollars and new investment, new people to come into the neighborhood?
Right. So the way you do that is, in my opinion, hopefully the way that we're engaging this process, and having the residents be intricately involved in the planning and the design and the goals. So we have, you know, we've had a couple of our community meetings. We've had, you know, over 100 people turn out each time. This is a resident-driven process. And our steering committee is made up mostly of residents and stakeholders, right? So these types of issues are being discussed at the ground level as the plan is being put together. So the good thing is that we're talking about that now. It's not an afterthought. It's a thought that is being incorporated throughout the document. So I think that we will be able to protect gentrification, but at the same time, we will bring a balance of quality investment to Southwest Fresno. Now, we've got to be really sensitive that while we don't want gentrification to occur, we certainly don't want the neighborhood to only be home to low-income individuals. We do want to be able to attract middle class and higher income families into Southwest Fresno. So there's this balance that you have to strike with that. Yeah, you certainly don't want to push out, you know, the existing residents, but you also do want to attract other residents, other higher income earners and middle class, you know, upper middle class families to West Fresno. So there will be a balance that we have to do as we approach the process.
In the last report that aired right before this interview, we heard from Tate Hill talking about the Kearney Palms Shopping Center and how for decades people said that wasn't going to work or investors weren't ready to step up and build something like that. And this is right at Fresno and 99 and the beginning of Kearney Boulevard. And he pointed out that as soon as that shopping center opened, the stores there immediately began performing really well. The Food Max, I think it is, was the number one selling store in the entire chain. Other stores are having success there. Is that a sign, do you think, of the future and the potential of this neighborhood? And maybe that it's been overlooked by traditional measures and traditional business philosophies, I guess you could say?
No, I certainly agree with Tate, and I'm glad that he pointed that out, and I believe that that chain still is the number one chain in the entire Western Hemisphere, that particular store, rather. And so what I always try to impart upon not only developers but retailers as well is that people that live in West Fresno, they need the very same thing that people in any other part of the community need. Their needs are the same. We like to buy milk and food and groceries. We need to buy baby diapers and Pampers and food. So these very basic needs don't change based on your income level. It really is part of just human nature. So what we try to say is we're not surprised that the Kearney Palms Shopping Center, even through the great recession we just had, stayed almost 100% full. There were little to no vacancies in there. And if you drive through there right now, you'll see, I don't think there's a single vacancy. And it's been like that since it's open. And that's because our residents have the very same needs and they actually spend money. Believe it or not, they have to spend money to live. And those types of businesses do well in our community. And Kearney Palms is evidence of that.
I know you're trying your best to have this be a bottom-up process to get input from local residents, but you're a resident of the district, as well as being a representative of the district. What are the things that you want to see in this plan? Let's put the wish list out there. What would you like to see happen in West Fresno with this new city approach to making sure that what's planned out there is actually, in fact, planned?
Right. What I would like to see is really my wishes are no different than any other resident that lives out there. We want safe neighborhoods. We want quality single family housing, and we want quality retail, and we want quality parks and green space. So those three or four things are really at a very basic sense what people want. And our needs in West Fresno are really no different than any other person's wish list living in Fresno. You know, safe streets, you know, quality housing, quality retail and business, and nice green space and parks. So I don't think that's too much to ask. We're not asking for anything more than any other resident desires in any other part of the city.
Before we go, one last question. You mentioned parks. There's been a lot of discussion in the community over the last 6 months or so about parks and the lack of equal park space in different parts of the city, the south part of the city not enjoying nearly as much parkland as the north side has, let alone the maintenance level of those facilities. Where do you fall on that issue and this push for more park space? Frankly, the city right now has a really difficult time maintaining the parks it has right now. Can the city of Fresno be in a position to provide more park space at the same time as paying to maintain all of it? Where do you fall on that with this issue of the Parks Master Plan and trying to bring more parks to the south part of the city?
Yeah, so I know that sometimes it appears as though an issue is being brought to the forefront, and it's all of a sudden being highlighted. But, I'm going to take this opportunity to say I've been talking about parks since I walked in the door from my first year in office and making investments in parks to keep parks open. So, and, if you listen to any budget hearing that I had, I've been talking about parks and green space, and especially in my district from the beginning. For me, I've always said that parks were – they're a public safety issue for me. I need quality parks and green space in my community for my young residents to go. I need young men and women out of the streets, out of the influence of gangs. So they need quality places to go. So I've actually viewed parks from the very beginning, years ago, as a public safety issue. And I certainly appreciate, now all of the attention has been brought to parks, but I've been firmly in support of parks for a very long time. I believe you remember Councilmember Quintero brought forth a motion for a Parks Master Plan in our last budget. I think in the last couple of years, the city, as we've come out of our recession, we have made more investments in parks. So I certainly am a fighter for parks and always have been, and I'm glad that others are joining that fight and speaking loudly about it. And I think that we're heading in the right direction, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the last couple of years, just with the city's budget, we've made very conscious efforts to reinvest in our parks. Now, the truth of the matter is, because you brought up maintaining parks, the truth of the matter is those are very, very difficult things to do. Building a new park and maintaining it right now is very tough for us. We don't have the mechanism in place, I believe, yet to do that. I believe we're still struggling to maintain and make beautiful the parks that we have. Sometimes when people draw differences between, say, a park in North Fresno or a park in Southwest Fresno or Southeast Fresno or Central Fresno, it's very true. If you look, the quality of the parks look very different. The truth of the matter is a lot of those parks in Northeast and Northwest Fresno were maintained by community facilities districts. So the property owners there actually maintain those parks with an additional tax. So it's not coming from the general fund. It's not as though the city is only maintaining the parks in the north and allowing the parks in the south to not be maintained. The truth of the matter is only because those areas have what are called CFDs, are those parks maintained at the level that they are. If they fell under the city's responsibility, quite frankly, and in all honesty, they would look very similar to the parks in some of the older parts of the city. And so what this really is about a conversation of how do you reinvest in the in your older parts of the city. So that is the conversation we're having as we do our specific planning in Southwest Fresno. We certainly plan to have CFDs that so we can maintain parks properly. But at the same time, we're going to always, and we've always put pressure on the administration, and I've always put pressure on my colleagues to make sure that we are reinvesting and maintaining in our older parks, and we're doing that. So, like I said, I certainly welcome other voices to this conversation. I've kind of been here for a while, and we as we have moved out of the recession, you've seen us make larger and larger investments in parks. And this year, we are now have our Parks Master Plan. So I feel confident we're definitely moving in the right direction.
Fresno City Council Member Oliver Baines represents District 3 on the council. District 3 is part of a new effort at developing what's called a specific plan to chart residents' needs for that part of the city, everything from streets, from sidewalks and streetlights to where heavy industry and housing will be developed in the future in that part of the city. Oliver, what's the timeline as far as people being involved? Are there still opportunities for people to voice their concerns?
Oh, sure. I mean, we're going to have a series of community meetings. The steering committee, as it were, is relatively set. The process is open to the public in almost any way possible. So there are opportunities for residents to come and participate and give their input. We certainly look forward to that.
All right. We wish all those residents the best. Oliver Baines from the Fresno City Council District 3, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you for having me.